Coventry Hospital Radio, your local bedside station.
Hello and welcome back to CHR. Now, we've got a real special guest joining us today, a young footballer who's already had quite a journey in the game. His name is Fraser Hamilton Wright, and Fraser started playing football at just 6 years old. After being asked to join his local team, Dots Hill Colts, because they needed a goalkeeper, from the very first training session, his talent was spotted by Aston Villa. Oh no, Aston Villa being a Coventry City fan. And then that began his football journey, which has already taken him through academy football, trials, setbacks, comebacks, and now a 2-year scholarship with Warsaw Football Club. Fraser, welcome to Coventry Hospital Radio, mate. It's great to have you with us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. We're just at start of pre-season, so I know you're going to be really, really busy, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of hard work.
Oh, bet there is, mate. So, Fraser, take us right back to 2014. You was only 6 years old when you was asked to join Dots Hill Colts as a goalkeeper. Do you remember much about that first moment?
I don't remember much, but I remember my mum always telling me how my career started. I was actually, funny enough, at a birthday party of a friend of mine, and it was a football party, and luckily someone asked me to join their team, a local team, and that's where it kicked off.
Which is brilliant. So what is it about being in goal that you enjoyed at that age? Because not every young child wants to be a goalkeeper. A lot of them want to just be scoring goals.
Yeah, it was really random, to be fair. My family don't have much of a background on football. I'd say it was usually towards the hockey and golf side. So I'd say it started off really random, but I just loved getting my body in front of the ball and saving the shots.
Yeah, I reckon goalkeepers must be mad. I don't fancy standing between two pieces of wood and have a 90 mile an hour ball kicked at me, I tell you. when you was told Aston Villa was interested in you, what was that like for you? And did you feel excited, scary, or didn't you really understand that how big that was at that being 6 years old?
I think at the time I thought that it was usual, like any other kid, getting an opportunity. But now, like looking back at it at such a young age, I mean, you know, not many kids get that opportunity, so I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, I mean, Fraser, going from a local football team into a professional club environment at age of six, were you aware the standard was so much different, or did it just still feel like playing football and having fun?
Yeah, the standards skyrocketed. If I was being honest, from that local team to, you know, pre-academy football. Just the speed and the tactics towards it was just mind-blowing.
I mean, you spent 3 years at Aston Villa as a goalkeeper. What sort of things did they teach? Well, being Villa didn't teach you a lot, I suppose, but what sort of things did they teach at that age? Was it mainly technique, handling, footwork, confidence, or just learning how to be part of a team and how to stop a ball?
Yeah, I mean, personality is always a big side of football, so all the resilience and the confidence, they really build that up, which I think is great from all the academies. But yeah, as a technical wise, they just get the basics down and try and develop you at such an early age.
Yeah, I mean, because during the time you was at the Villa, you was also scouted by a number of other clubs: Leicester, Wolves, Birmingham City, West Bromwich Albion, Stoke, Derby. I can't believe Coventry City didn't come in for you. That's a big list of clubs coming in for you. And looking back, does that make you realise how much potential people saw at you at such a young age? And what made you stay at Villa rather than moving to one of the other clubs?
Yeah, I originally didn't know that many clubs were looking around at me at the age of six. Obviously, I wasn't very aware. My parents kept that to themselves.
Yeah.
But what was best for me?
Yeah, because you had your first big setback in 2017 when you was nine, because you was released by Aston Villa and not offered a contract. I mean, it's a cutthroat world, isn't it, for football? I mean, I didn't realise until I started doing the commentary for Coventry Hospital Radio with the Coventry City games that I think it's about 90% of academy footballers don't even make it, do they?
Yeah, I think it's that. I just think it's such a cutthroat sport, and compared to other sports, I don't think many people would believe the extent of it.
I mean, to go through that at such a young age, Can you remember how you found out, how you felt? How did your family help you through that period as well?
So straight away, other clubs were searching, but obviously I was devastated. I remember coming into school at such a young age, the next day, feeling very, very worried about what my friends would think, to be honest.
Yeah.
But my parents got me through it. They've been incredible throughout my whole footballing journey, so credit to them.
Yeah, because for a lot of young players, like you said, what your friends would think, and being released can feel like the end of the dream, even though they're still very young. Did you ever think about stopping, or was you determined straight away to just keep going?
I was determined straight away. I always had that excitement of not knowing what was to come, almost. So when I knew other clubs were looking around, I was keen to join.
Yeah, because what did your first big setback teach you about football?
The first setback taught me most about how resilient you have to be as a footballer. It's just like I mentioned before, such a cutthroat environment, and if you don't know how to deal with that, even at such a young age, then you could spiral.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, but the goalkeepers always get blamed, don't they, if they let a goal through. So I suppose having that little bit of a setback gives you that little bit of resilience to carry on thinking, okay, they'll save the next one. But after leaving Aston Villa, you went on trial at Birmingham City. They offered you a contract. I bet that the massive list for you. I bet he's really happy about that after the disappointment of being released.
Yeah, it caused a lot of drama from the Villa to Birmingham transition.
I didn't even think of that when I researched it. Yeah, because they're both very, very close to each other, ain't they?
Yes, yeah.
So when Birmingham offered you a contract, what did it mean to you? And did you think about the drama, or did you just sign on the dotted line?
At that time, I didn't think of how much of a drama it was. I was just like thrilled to be offered another contract, another opportunity to play for such a good academy.
Yeah, because during that time you was playing with an older age group, wasn't you, during your time at Birmingham? So how much did that help your development, and was it difficult physically and mentally playing with the older lads, or did you enjoy that challenge?
Yeah, 100%. There was definitely times of enjoyment and definitely times of doubt. You know, physically and mentally, it's so much different to when you're with your own age. The more demand on the ball and off the ball is extraordinary.
You must have smashed it, because I'm just reading here that you was voted player of the season by your teammates, which is an amazing accolade, and that must have made you really proud at that moment. And what did it mean to you, knowing the players around you would recognise your effort and performances, and also how proud did it make your parents?
Yeah, look, throughout my whole football career, I've tried to be a team player, and to be recognised as player's player for a season at Blues honestly meant the world to me. We had a great team full of personalities, and to be recognised as a player's player, to be voted for, is amazing.
People listening might not realise how demanding academy football can be. Can you just describe a normal week, what a normal week looked like in Birmingham City for you?
So at Birmingham City, it was the Monday to Saturday, essentially.
Wow.
At the scholar age.
So how did you balance the football with schools, friends, family life, and just being a normal young person?
It was very difficult. A lot of late nights and going to school the next morning was a bit tricky to handle, but my family were extraordinary with the travel.
Which is brilliant. So what was the best parts of being in Birmingham Academy? And then what was the worst parts or the hardest parts?
I think being at Birmingham for so long, you know, people go, people stay, and the people who did stay, you build such a friendship with, they almost become family.
Yeah.
I know players who are still at Birmingham who, you know, we miss a lot. We try and meet up, because that friendship never dies in football.
Until you meet them on the pitch.
Indeed, yeah. Last week, actually. I played them last week.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So, goalkeepers, Goalkeepers are under the spotlight because mistakes can be very obvious. How did you learn to deal with the pressure and bounce back after the mistake?
It took me a lot of time to, you know, almost have that mindset of, okay, I've made a mistake, on to the next one, forget about it. It has took me years, to be completely honest. I've always had the mentality of being perfect, which will never ever happen as a footballer.
No, that's true, mate. Then we move on to December 24. After several years at Birmingham City, you were released. Given how much time and effort you put in there, that must have been another massive moment in your journey. How did you take the news?
Yeah, it was the biggest heartbreak so far at that moment. I mean, everyone was expecting for me to be offered that scholarship role as a goalkeeper. My teammates, family were certain. So I had a bit of confidence, and then obviously you get the phone call of all the bad news, and my mum told me, and I was distraught. I thought my footballing journey was over, but I went into the meeting with a couple of the Birmingham City coaches, and they explained that other clubs are sniffing around, and you know, your dream's not over, essentially.
Yeah, it must have been very difficult, very different being released as an older player compared to what happened at Aston Villa when you was age 9. I suppose you were much more aware, weren't you? So how did you cope?
I found it very difficult at the start, very difficult. I didn't enjoy football after the news got told to me. I kind of took a 2-month break, I'd say, from football, and once you take that long off, you know, you realise how much you miss it and how much you want to take the opportunity of being a footballer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got skill because Warsaw Football Club came sniffing around. So how did you end up on trial there? And did you have a point to prove?
Yeah, so my mum got a message saying, look, Warsaw are interested, they'll be thrilled to have you on trial. And you know, when you go into a new environment, which I haven't really done at that age, you're kind of, you know, you're nervous, you want to impress whoever's watching, you meet all the new players, all your new teammates. But it's all about just, you know, like you said, having a point to prove, and yeah, getting that contract at the end of the day.
And you just finished your first year of the scholarship, haven't you? So how would you sum up the first year went? And how have you improved as a player since joining Warsaw?
It was definitely a challenge for my first year. As a first-year goalkeeper, you know, it's difficult to break through and be that starting player. So there was a lot of moments of, you know, sitting on the bench and really thinking that you could show that you have the ability to start. But you know, now we're going into the second year, I feel like I have a point to prove and show them what they were missing out in the first year.
Exactly, mate, that's what you got to do, show them how wrong they was. So being a goalkeeper is such a unique position. You're part of a team, but also you're slightly on your own in many ways. What do you think makes a good goalkeeper?
Resilience. I think resilience is number one. Take all the football away. If you have weak resilience, which I have had before, then you know you're gonna fall into a hole. But I have built up the resilience recently, and it's, you know,
brilliant.
Opened my eyes to the footballing environment, and you need to be so, so strong now, especially like you mentioned before about, you know, being blamed for mistakes, etc. Even if they're not your fault, you just gotta pick yourself up.
Yeah, I mean, that leads me lovely onto my next question, and something personal. I think a lot of my listeners like to listen to and hear the answer. When you make a big save, what does that feeling do for you?
Oh, you just get a big, big adrenaline rush. You know, you try not to smile, and you try looking cool, you know, acting it all off, but inside you just you buzz in with it, to be fair, hoping everyone would watch it.
Yeah. I speak a lot to Ben Wilson, Coventry City goalkeeper, Golden Glove, a couple of seasons ago, and he said he loves it. He said when he made a big save, he always looked round to make sure the fans are seeing it and that lot. And when he scored the header at Blackburn Rovers, and he said he leapt like a salmon, he said he just wanted to run to the crowd and celebrate. He was so happy about it. So it must be brilliant when you make that show stopper and stop the other team scoring and saving and making the win. It must be fantastic for you.
Amazing, yeah, amazing.
I just want to talk a little bit about your family because behind every young player, there's usually a family making big sacrifices, travelling, waiting around, dealing with the highs, the lows, keeping you going. So how important has your family been in your journey?
I would say I took it for granted during the early stage of being a footballer, and you know, at the time I didn't realise the sacrifices they had to make, like you said, waiting around and even watching all the games in the freezing cold weather. Even that's, you know, credit to them.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. And yeah, family is so important, ain't they? Before I let you go, I just want to see if you've got a little bit of advice and looking ahead for some young players. For any young footballers listening, especially those who may have been released by a club or had a little setback, what advice would you give them?
I'd say it's never over. A footballer's career is never really over. I mean, for example, I don't know if anyone's seen the new Jamie Vardy documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
He didn't get picked up until, 20 years of age.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, so at such a young age for some footballers, you know, they get a bit of bad news like I did, and they think it's over, but really it's never over, and you just got to keep pushing to get that dream.
Brilliant, mate. And so, next couple of questions are, what are your aims now for the second year of your scholarship, and where would you like to be in 2 or 3 years' time?
For my second year scholarship, I'd like to prove my point to the first team, because obviously it's a big step, but I'm looking to get that professional contract at Walsall.
Brilliant.
And 2 to 3 years' time, I mean, you never know what's around the corner. Anything could pop up, but I'd love to just keep stepping up the leagues and be involved in such, you know, a strong environment and keep building.
That's fantastic, mate. And when you do, make sure you come back on, because I'm going to follow your career now with gusto. I'm going to make sure I copy it or watch it every week. And finally, Fraser, when you look back at that 6-year-old lad turn up at Dots Hill Colts because they needed the goalkeeper, what do you think he would say if he could see where you are now?
I mean, I always, you know, aimed high at such a young kid, but, you know, I just say you just gotta grasp through the journey, but I don't think that young kid would believe where I am now.
Brilliant, Fraser. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story. What comes across so strongly is not just your talent, but your resilience. You were spotted at a very young age. You had experience at Aston Villa, dealt with the disappointment of being released, rebuilt yourself at Birmingham City, faced another setback, and then earned 2 years scholarship at Walsall Football Club. This is a proper football journey already, full of hard work, belief, pressure, setbacks, and determination. Wow, we wish you all the very best for the rest of your scholarship and whatever comes next in your career. Hopefully one day I'll see you play with Coventry City, that'd be fantastic. So you've been listening to Coventry Hospital Radio, and that was Fraser sharing his inspirational football journey. Stay with us, more coming up after this.
This is Coventry Hospital Radio.